Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you this morning. It's a special edition of Golf Talk America only because, well, Tim's not available today, but I have a special guest I'll introduce in a moment. But only because there's a lot going on in the world of golf, believe it or not. Of course, the WGC has been canceled this week, and there's only one tournament going on, and that's in Bermuda right now on the PGA Tour, and a lot of the big-name players aren't in that event. So we're going to cover that a little bit, a little later in the show, but first let me say this. There's something that's occurred in golf that absolutely is earth-shattering right now, and it's shaking up everybody at Camp Pontevedra, I'm sure, all the way to the European Tour, all the way to the LPGA. Everybody's talking about it, and I thought I'd bring in a special guest who knows a lot about this stuff, because he does a lot of radio himself with Those Weekend Golf Guys, Mr. John Ashton, who's the host of Those Weekend Golf Guys. Hey, buddy, what's up?
I love those guys. Frank, how are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Hey, there's there's a lot of stuff going on. Of course, I called it the buttermilk. But challenge, classic, whatever. It's not. It's Butterfield, and sorry about that. So it's Butterfield okay. Bermuda Championship, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But, John, I know you've been looking at it. I've been looking at it, reading about it. There's been a blackout on anything coming out of a meeting that occurred this week outside of the fact that Greg Norman has now been named the new CEO of LIV, or LIV Golf Investments, which is going to fund a 10-event series now, 10-event series on the Asian Tour starting in a couple of months. Yeah. That was a bomb. I mean, that was just dropped. I know, you know, the PGA Tour was very sensitive about the Premier Golf League. Well, that's what this really is. It's funded out of private investment funds on behalf of the government of Saudi Arabia.
with a $500 billion dollar nest egg behind them.
Is it $500 billion or $5
billion? I think it's at $500 billion.
Oh, okay. Well, that's crazy. The Tour's flagship tournament, you know, that they do on the Asian Tour in Gulf Saudi, the organizers of the Saudi International, which is going to become the Asian Tour's flagship tournament, kind of like the Tour Championship on the PGA Tour, they increased an increased purse of $5 million to that tournament alone. It will not be one of the 10 tournaments they're going to add in this new series, so it'll be the 11th. No. But this changes the whole complexion now of golf. And with Greg Norman, as you know, who tried this many years ago, to start a competitive tour to the PGA Tour, and it was kind of squashed. The PGA Tour kind of put a squashy on it. So,
well, isn't that why the PGA Tour developed the World Golf Championship Series?
Well,
was to fight that idea that Greg Norman had back in the 90s?
Well, that's exactly what happened. The WGC came out of that, and they thought, okay, that'll keep everybody happy and quiet and all that. And the PGA Tour has just gone along and along and along and done very well. But this is in direct competition with the PGA Tour. There's no if, and, or but about it. Now, it's going to throw some issues up. Let's talk a little bit about the issue of the time difference and what's going to be the media grab on this thing. How are they going to air it? What's going to happen here? And that's what the quietus is on. Even some of the biggest media companies weren't invited to this announcement that just occurred. It was a private event with select media only in it, and they've been put under a moratorium not to say anything until next week. So
do you think that means that there are plans, definitive plans that have been made already, or that there's still, because, I mean, to answer your question, what's going to happen is everything that happens will have to be delay broadcast in the United States. So, you know, you can either watch it live online, probably, or you'll have to watch it, if there is a media outlet that picks it up in the United States, watch it after the fact, which is never as fulfilling as watching something as it's happening, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would think so. And so play-by-play is going to be delayed. If they do any play-by-play, on-course play-by-play, like we do with PGA Tour Radio and Sirius XM, of course, that's the PGA team. I mean, the team of Fred Albers and Doug Bell and Mark Carnival and Bill Rosinski and Mark Zucchino, all of us, you know, the PGA Tour Radio team.
Right.
That's going to be a different team. Are there going to be some jump shippers there? Is Zucchino going to leave Canada for Asia? Yeah, what's going to happen? Yeah. Doug Bell, don't see Doug Bell jumping ship to do play-by-play. Tim Matthews, my co-host, there's somebody who could do play-by-play for that tour. They're going to have, you know, a dual, multiple language. It's going to have to be in multiple languages. I'll get it. Hold on just a second. Is it for me?
Frank, it's always for you.
That's Jay Monahan calling right now saying, shut up and get off the air, Bassett. We don't want to promote this thing. We don't want to talk about it. Because Jay Monahan said in May when this stuff started, he said, if you go play on that tour, you can't come home.
You're with us or you're with them, period.
Exactly. That's what the PGA Tour said. Now it's coming to fruition. This is for real.
And now
the money's behind
this.
It's also for real.
The rumors that this was going to happen, this was the impetus behind that new $40 million fund that they were offering to the marquee players.
Yeah,
it was. On the PGA Tour.
Absolutely.
Just money for showing up.
Well, it's money for influencers via social media, which I think is, you know, I can get 1 million followers right now on social media. Okay, it's easily done if you cheat.
My understanding was it. My understanding was it was for the guys on tour who attract audiences.
Yeah, that's
to the tour to the either the tournament live or the tournament broadcast, but. You know, because the ratings are so much higher when Tiger plays in a tournament than they are without Tiger.
So Tiger's going to need an extra $10 million in his pocket? Come on.
To show, again, if Phil Mickelson is in the lead or close to the lead, the ratings are higher.
Well, sure. But it had to do, too, and mine's, you know, from being inside the tour for so long, it had to do also with influencers, and that's the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. That was much like Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman. For listeners who remember Jerry Lawler, the King wrestler out of Memphis, Tennessee, to be exact, was one of the biggest wrestlers in the world. And he and Andy Kaufman, who was Klecka on Taxi and on Saturday Night Live and all that, you know, fake wrestling matches where Jerry would just beat the ever-loving hell out of him. It was all shtick. It was all put on. But they played it like it wasn't. But to back up what you said, that $40 million that they found? You mean the $40 million that they found in that pillowcase after they laid off all those people after the pandemic started? You know, and I got to be careful with this. But they had to lay off a lot of people. I understand that. But the PGA Tour took care of their folks, I'm sure. I hope. I don't know for a fact, but I would think they did. Anyway, this is a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. It says LIV Golf Investments will serve as a promoter of the new 10-event series, leaving open the possibility that a new league could have significant ties to the Asian Tour. The Asian Tour has been dormant since March of 2020 due to COVID-19, but is expected to resume play with the Blue Canyon Championship November 25th through the 28th. That's this coming November 25th through the 28th. At Laguna Phuket Championship. December the 2nd through the 5th. Two more tournaments that will conclude the 2021 season are tentatively scheduled for Singapore in January. So, man, I don't know.
Isn't that first one you mentioned, isn't that Thanksgiving weekend?
That is Thanksgiving weekend. But who cares over there? That's not Thanksgiving to them.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's hard to pull American golfers on Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, if you look, you can go to the Asian Tour, to their website, and look at the players on the Asian Tour, and there are very few American golfers there. But now with the new money that's going into this thing, and you mentioned a name, Phil Mickelson, that has supposedly been offered an absolute ton of money to come and play for a minimum of 2 to 5 years for them.
Yeah.
I, you know.
Dustin Johnson's been in talks with him too, from what I understand.
Well, I guess his management has, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just trying to find it. There's so much out on the internet about this right now. I don't know. I don't know.
But
John.
I mean, they're reporting that the Saudis are making, or whoever they are making offers as high as $30 million a year to these guys.
Yes, they are.
To come and play.
That's what they're saying.
Is that a guarantee, or is that $30 million plus what you win if you win?
I don't know. All these questions are out there now. We'll have answers. This all happened Wednesday of this week. The tournaments are going to be in Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. More than $200 million will support player fees and prize funds.
Yeah. But again, the PGA members can play in some of those tournaments if they get permission.
Yeah, well, that's going to be, Mommy, do you mind if I go blow up a bridge?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get permission. I mean,
if all your friends go blow up a bridge, would you? Come on.
Yeah, really. I'll jump off that bridge. Yeah. I don't know, John. It's exciting because it opens up the avenue, if you will, in Asia for more exposure here.
Yeah.
Michael Wan proved that you can take players from that part of the world and make them superstars in America. He's proven that with the LPGA and his tenure there.
Yes, he can. Yep.
So Michael Wan's at the USGA right now. Wonder if they're going to bring Michael Wan in, because Greg's not the commissioner of the Asian Tour. There's a man who is the commissioner of the Asian Tour.
Yeah, Greg is the CEO of the funding organization, basically.
Yes.
But let me ask you a question. I know Greg lives in Florida and has for quite a while.
Yeah.
But Greg Norman is an Australian.
Yes.
Australians have an affinity, because of the geographic location, for Asia. They are much closer to Asia than they are to the United States, geographically speaking.
Yes, they are. Think he's going to move home? Of course. He has a place there.
Of course he does. But, I mean, it's just a simpler thing for someone of Australian background to consider doing business in Asia than it is for Americans.
Well, Jesus,
it's the other side of the world.
We've been doing as a country business with Asia forever. I mean, let's face it, China. Come on, I don't know.
Yeah,
this
but
is,
I mean,
I understand your point. I don't know. This is it's exciting. It's frightening in a way. We don't want it to dilute the PGA Tour, but there are a lot of people in the world and a lot of people on that side of the planet that absolutely are eaten up with golf. I mean, Korea is eaten up with golf, period. China, same thing, if they can get the courses now, and the government promoting it, and I don't know. I'm anxious to see more of what's going to happen with all this, because, by the way, you mentioned Australia. Do you know the most listened-to golf radio talk show in Australia?
I believe it's those Weekend Golf guys, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think so. Wait, whoa. No, I don't think that's correct. And wait, say that one more time, John. Yeah, I don't think so. No, that's just not the case. There you go. No, it's Golf Talk America, and that's fact.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess.
Yes, okay. Oh, so well, there close. You go. Good. You win. There you go. Okay. Come on, man. God, you blew it up. Here's my thought, okay, and I'm going to send a copy of this to Greg and his team. I can do play-by-play. I mean, and I can travel. I don't have anything really tying me down outside of a wife and a dog. My children are grown.
You know, there's an airport in Nashville, and you got an American Express card. What more do you need?
American Excess is what mine's called. It's the black card, and at night I cry over that, because when the bill comes due, I have a heart attack. But they're going to need a show to promote them. And those Weekend Golf guys, Golf Talk America, and our network, we certainly have the longevity. I mean, we've been in business a long time. We all have big names where our distribution's huge. So,
and we do have established listenership.
Yes.
In those countries already.
Yes, we do.
Some Asian countries. I don't want to toot my own horn because I don't have the nifty sound effect that you do, but those Weekend Golf Guys is very big in Japan. I don't understand why.
What? I'm sorry.
Where? Hello?
Don't do it. Don't go there. No.
Hello.
Don't joke. That's Hank Haney got in trouble for that. Don't kid.
But yeah, you are. You know, because we speak English and but the world is becoming so enamored of golf.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
In general. And they're out there outside of the United States. There are millions of people ready to consume anything that has to do with golf.
And we're well positioned to help. There's been a lot, and we'll probably take a break and come back, but there's been a lot of talk about, human rights in China, human rights in Saudi Arabia, women's rights in Saudi Arabia. Well, I think this is kind of beyond that at this point. I think this is about golf, and where it needs to be about golf, and it needs to be expanding golf, and that's what it's doing. So,
I'm going to throw something out that I have thrown. Golf is a metaphor for life.
It is. You're right. And, go ahead.
And when you adapt to the game of golf, you can't help but change the way you look at life. For folks in China, for folks in Saudi Arabia, because the tenets of the game do not jibe with the tenets of their society at the moment.
Well spoken.
I'm just saying.
That's what, very well spoken. Well, I have a quote here. The Asian Tour is a sleeping giant, and we share ambition to grow the series and unlock what we believe is significant untapped potential. Craig Norman. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Yep. That was his statement, and he's absolutely right. They're starved for it. They love it. And wow. So you get a Mickelson, you get a Ricky Fowler, you get a whatever, a Dustin Johnson, I don't know about that, but Mickelson, he's a businessman. He and Greg Norman know each other very well, so I can't imagine. And, of course, there's a lot of talk in Morning Read, which is our platform, Morning Read and SportsIllustrated.com. A lot of talk about Mickelson going to CBS, and we'll bring that up a little later, but wow, I don't know. John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys joining me here. Frank Bassett with you. Tim Matthews is on assignment, and this is a special edition of Golf Talk America with breaking news about the new golf league, or the expansion of the Asian Tour and the influx of a gazillion dollars into it, and Greg Norman now being the CEO of LIV Golf Investments. The majority shareholder is a private investment fund, PIF, if you will, which operates sovereign wealth funds on behalf of the government of Saudi Arabia. So here we are. That's where we are, and that's where we're going to be. Let's take a quick break, John, and come back and kind of wrap up the talk about this and talk a little bit about CBS, some of the slams that they're getting right now as far as their golf coverage. And then maybe some fun stuff about Those Weekend Golf Guys and the approach shot and all that kind of stuff. So, you're listening to Golf Talk America Special Edition, and we'll be right back after this.
So, you're filling out that form at the doctor's office where they ask you to just check out the diseases you think you have, and one of them says erectile dysfunction, and you go, do I want to check that one? I mean, I don't want that awkward conversation with the doctor right now. I really don't. And then I don't want to go to the pharmacy and stand in line and have some young thing hand me these pills. I want something discreet. I want no in-person doctor visits. I want no awkward conversations. I want no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Just fix it for me in the comfort of my home, which we can do at BlueChew.com. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis from BlueChew.com. You can get prescribed at no cost with a BlueChew.com affiliated doctor, and then they send it right to your door in discreet packaging. Here's an even better part for you. You visit BlueChew.com and you get your first order free when you use the promo code GolfTalk.
Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUEChew.com. Promo code
Golf Talk.
Just chew it and do it. BlueChew.com. Promo code
Golf Talk.
In life, we're all bound for different things. With BeachBound.com, you could be bound for adventure, bound for passion, bound for discovery, or bound for togetherness, or maybe bound for encountering the unexpected. Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and experiences. They're reinventing beach travel. With BeachBound.com, customers can book worldwide beach vacations that include flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions. They're a one-stop travel shop. Personally, when I'm at a beach resort, I'm bound to end up at a poolside bar. Hey, as long as I have a great view and a cold drink in my hand, I'm as happy as I can be. With BeachBound.com, you can find your perfect beach vacation worldwide because there's a beach out there waiting for you with BeachBound.com. Visit BeachBound.com to book your next beach vacation. That's BeachBound.com. What are you bound for?
Welcome back in, everybody. Frank Bassett here, Golf Talk America, special edition of Golf Talk America because of the breaking news that we've had in regard to Golf Saudi and the Asian Tour and what's about to happen. And I brought in a special guest to talk about this because there's some interesting little facts and figures and things that we really want to bring out here, and he's done a show on it recently. But that's Mr. John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys. And John, welcome into the show, buddy. Thanks for getting up early this morning and doing this.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Always anything for you, Frank, man.
Anything for you, I'll play you again. Yeah, there you go. I'm not going to sing on the show. Hey, just found something, interestingly enough. You know, the whole first segment was about this new setup, and I know I want to get to what you mentioned in the break, but Golf Saudi has been recognized for ambitious global climate change goals by World Golf Awards. The awards, which brought together market leaders from more than 40 nations across Africa, Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, Latin America, North America, and Oceania, was a celebration of the best courses and destinations across the golf industry. They received a massive award just recently. Wow, that happened very appropriately at a very appropriate time, didn't it? To celebrate excellence in golf tourism, and it's about climate change and a climate action framework, and they're working with the United Nations Sports for Climate Action Framework. Wow, that was kind of fortuitous, wasn't it? My goodness.
How about that, huh?
How about Who says bad publicity is good publicity? This is good stuff. In fact, Chris Frost, who's the managing director of the World Golf Awards, said that, quote, it's great to see the progress of Golf Saudi and the scale of their ambition as they work towards their Vision 2030 goals. This award is in recognition of Golf Saudi's efforts to establish themselves as a market leader in terms of sustainability, and to us it's clear that the organization is taking noteworthy steps to meet and exceed international best practice across sport globally. And that's quoting Chris Frost, the managing director of the World Golf Awards. Interesting stuff. Yeah. So that just so happened to have just occurred also this week. Fortuitous timing, I would say. So you said something in the break that kind of, you go, because you're a deeper thinker than I.
Okay, well, we're talking that Greg Norman has been named the CEO of what is named the LIV Golf Investments, or LIV, or LIV, whatever. But LIV, all in capital letters, if you look at that as Roman numerals, it equals 54.
Yeah.
54 is basically, and we did a show on this along with my co-host Jeff Smith, and I did a show called Golf Math. 54 is basically the score you start with before you even tee off on the first hole.
How's that?
That's hitting every green in regulation. So you got 4 par 3s, which is 4 strokes, 4 par 5s, which is 12 strokes, and then 10 par 4s, which is 20 strokes. And then if you one putt every green, that's 54 strokes. Okay? Any score.
Whoa. What?
Whoa, what?
Okay. I went to Ole Miss, you remember. Green, okay. Do it one more time.
Hit every green in regulation.
Okay.
That'll be 36 strokes because you get four par threes. So that would be four strokes for a GIR. You have four par fives, which would be 12 strokes to get on the green in regulation. And then 10 par fours, which would be 20 strokes to get on the green in regulation. That adds up total to 36 strokes. And then if you one putt all 18 greens, 54 is the total score that you have carded. So basically, you start before you even tee off. You know that you're going to shoot at least 54. And as Jeff says, any score between 54 and what you get is the number of times you screw up.
So you're saying, you're telling me that's where this LIV came from with them? Possibly?
It could be. It's a golf reference. I mean, if they wanted to have a golf reference, that could be it.
Dear God in heaven. That's wow. You boys think, y'all are deep thinkers up there in Kentucky.
I also have a lot of conspiracy theories we could talk about.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa's buried in my backyard, too. So there you go. Jesus. I just want to, just FYI, folks listening to Golf Talk America, John Ashton is a big time DJ for many years in major markets from up in the Northeast all the way down south. And so that's why he comes up with this stuff. What is the law firm you're working with right now that are opening sushi bars in Louisville?
They're opening up a sushi bar here. A bunch of lawyers got together. The sushi restaurant's called Sosumi.
Sosumi. Yeah, okay, folks. Thanks for listening. Okay. We'll be back next week with another great edition of Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews will be back so the show will get back to normal, for God's sake.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, we won't be canceled by then. I don't know. This is okay. Where are the sound effects? Jesus criminy. Anyway, it's just hard to believe for me that, I don't know, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard. So, anyway. So, you've been reading that, they've been hammering CBS Sports, CBS Golf coverage, I should say, because you have Tony Romo, who's probably, he's the greatest thing that's ever hit CBS since John Madden, to be honest, in football, truthfully. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So you've got Nick Faldo, who's, and you got Jim Nance in there. Okay, well, Jim's a powerful guy. He's a good guy. Yeah. He's a buddy. I mean, we know him.
Jim's one of the best, man.
Yeah, one of the best. But CBS coverage, it's just been kind of lacking, their golf coverage, and people have been complaining about it. And Phil did that 1 hour a while back and with Nick and Jim with a headset on, and the ratings went up. And there's been rumors that, Phil may be offered a position with CBS for a big number. To not as big as Tony's $20 million or Jim Nance's $20 million, but to come into golf and keep Faldo, not get rid of Faldo, but keep him, but add Phil to that broadcast team. Wow, and now they're talking. Phil has been offered how much money? A huge amount of money to do the Greg Norman deal. So yeah. Wow,
they're talking. I mean. The rumors are floating around that it's up to around $30 million is what they're talking in guarantees for Phil and some of those, and Dustin Johnson, some of the other big names are talking.
That's for the golf tour, not CBS, the golf tour.
Yeah.
All right, because
I mean, I don't want to 30. Cast any aspersions upon Sir Nick Faldo at all, but Phil Mickelson has a personality.
Yeah, well, Nick is so good. Like when he gets into it, you can tell when he's really not into it when he's into it. Like at Augusta, coverage for Augusta, he gets into it. Right. I mean, he knows that golf course, every blade of grass, and that's his favorite. I mean, that he said it. But yeah, it's I don't know, getting rid of McCord because they wanted to change and Peter Costas because they wanted to change the demographic. And get a younger demo in there. Well, does Phil bring a younger demo in there? Yeah, he does, really, because everybody loves Phil. Because Phil's a big-time gambler. Let's see if I can hit it between the V and those trees off the pine straw, second shot on a par five at Augusta with the Masters on the line. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Nothing but
even
that.
Even when Bones was caddying for him, Bones was like, "No, God, please don't do this." You know, he's pleading with him up in the woods, and he did it and pulled it off. So, Phil's exciting to watch and exciting to listen to too. I mean, he's articulate, can put a whole sentence together. Wow, you know.
Right, and everybody knows him. Even the older golfers, the younger demographic, as you mentioned, everybody is familiar with the name Phil Mickelson. They know who he is. They know what he is. They're familiar with him. They like him. Gary McCord, I mean, he was fun to listen to, but nobody knew who he was.
No, the young
Peter Costas.
No,
nobody knew who he was.
Not really, except our demographic.
Even Faraday. People don't know who David Faraday is, except the people who watch him on the Golf Channel.
Yeah, or did.
They're unaware of his history playing the game or any of that.
And he was a great player. he just had a little problem with extracurricular activities that hampered his game. And he was
fun to listen to. I mean, both McCord and Faraday.
They're hilarious.
With the quick little lines and stuff. And Faraday, I mean, every sentence Faraday said was in the form of a question. It's like he was playing Jeopardy all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he's like,
pretty much.
He's hitting a five iron. You know, I know it's a Scottish thing, but come on, still. It's fun to listen to.
Yeah. I don't know. The Phil thing, it's just, there's so many things happening in the world of golf right now that, who knows what's going to happen with all this? You know, if it weren't for Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson would be the GOAT. I mean, not really the GOAT. Nicklaus will always be the GOAT, it looks like. I mean, he just will. But Phil, I mean, my God, nobody's even close to him either and wins on the PGA Tour.
That's right.
So,
but just as long as CBS doesn't try to get rid of Amanda, we'll be fine.
Amanda Baleonis. Amanda used to work with us, remember? PGA Tour Radio. She used to be on the show all the time and so much fun to work with. She's good.
Yeah.
She's Aaron Andrews, of course, is out there calling football. They had Amanda at a football game. They've got really pretty ladies, but really pretty smart ladies too. I mean, they understand the sport, whether it's football or golf or whatever. They understand it, and they articulate it well. So, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen with Phil? He has options, we should say. All the options in the world. And he has a lot
Many
of options, too, I'm sure. Bitcoin or whatever.
And he can come and he can own the Champions Tour anytime he wants to.
But he doesn't, you know, he hasn't played that much on the PGA Tour Champions. And with his PGA Championship win, that's a 5-year exemption on the PGA Tour. Now, it doesn't exempt him from Father Time, you know. And
no.
At his age now, and he's had some issues with psoriatic arthritis, and as I have, you know, my thumb on my left hand and my right forefinger, which are kind of intricate in holding a golf club.
He also had some issues with USGA rules about club design.
A couple, but not really. He did have an issue with his putting with the USGA one time, I recall.
Well, the proposed change proposed change in length of drivers is something he is not at all in favor of.
No, big stink on that too. So
yeah,
there's a lot of crap going on in golf right now, and crap good,
it
crap bad.
Is.
You know. Some does need to colorize, and as I should say, and some colorizes and some polarizes.
Let me ask you a question though,
because really
you cover this stuff all the time year round.
Okay, go.
This is the down portion of the golf season, year in golf.
Not anymore.
There's not a whole lot of. I mean, it's that. Well, okay. I'm going to let the names of the people playing this weekend stick up for what I'm saying, okay?
Okay. Hey, Butterfield's a good sponsor. Hey, come on. Easy. It's the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, okay?
Yeah, I know Bermuda is a pain in the butt to get to. I understand that.
If you've got a private jet.
too far to swim, you know? But
well,
still.
Depends.
What I'm saying is, do you think that the stories about the Saudis and the Asian tour and things like that would be as big a deal if there were current tournaments and other fun things happening in golf to cover right now?
Yes.
Or is this being made a big deal because it's the only thing really that's happening in golf right now.
No, it would still be a big deal. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
I don't see that at all. What do you mean? Pendrith, Rogers, Whaley, Flavin, Danny Lee is tied for fourth. Sig, Graham McDowell's tied for sixth. Okay. I mean, come on, there's some names over there. McDowell's there. Let's see. Peter Monati's there. Brian Gay is there. BG.
Okay. You
Luke cover
this stuff all the time. I'm talking about
Patrick
average
Reed.
Joe. Patrick Reed. Yes. Graham McDowell. Yes. The other names you mentioned.
We've heard them. Adam Hadwin's there. Samus Power's there. Peter Uihlein. Okay. Sean O'Hare. Scott Brown. There's some guys. Robert Garrigus. Kramer Hickok.
Yes.
Jordan Spieth's old roommate is there. So
okay, how many people other than you and Jordan Spieth know that?
Ben Crane is there, Nashville boy. Okay?
Whoa! I was wondering where Ben was this weekend. Why he wasn't returning my calls?
Jason Duffner's there. Damn it! Okay, the Duff Daddy is there.
The Duff
Daddy is there.
Who hasn't had a TV time in the past 4 years?
Here's one of my... Oh, he missed the cut. Damn it. Fabian Gomez. What a great name. Fabian Gomez. That's a great name.
Gomez.
Fabian. Fabian was a great singer back in the old days. I never listened to him. My parents told me about him.
Yes, he was.
Camilo Vegas. Right. Camilo Vegas is there. Can't make fun of Camilo because if he lost a child, and dear God in heaven, we love him. Yeah, but Max McGreevy.
Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sangmoon Bay is there. Dylan Fratelli
is
there.
That sounds like that should be a place.
What, Sangmoon Bay?
Sangmoon Bay. You know,
it's kind of like your law firm.
Off the Indian Ocean.
Is that kind of like your law firm? God almighty. John, you know, Tim's going to listen to this show and go, Jesus Christ, I want out of this thing. Chase Seifert is there, okay? I mean...
Okay. And you're making my case for me, Frank.
I
appreciate that.
Ben Knowles, Jonathan Bird, Matthew Fitzpatrick is there. Come on. And all these guys are playing Titleist stuff. Titleist. They're playing the Titleist ball,
the number one ball in golf.
Well, it is. I got number one case of it over here they just sent me, so... I love Pro V1s. Thank you very much. I changed from a Pro V1X to the Pro V01, Pro V1, and that's a whole nother show to talk about spin and golf balls and
spin.
Yeah, but it's been fun doing this with you, John. It really has. I'm not cutting us off right now, but this whole thing with Saudi Arabia, I mentioned it to my bride this morning, and I said, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that there have been some conversations, and Golf Talk America could become involved with that. And she just looked at me and kind of snarled. I'm like, what? excuse me? I said, you're going to look great in a burqa. Come on. One size fits all. Jesus Christ, that you thought I just defiled the Lord God of heaven. Oh, my God.
Well, kind of.
I said, you look great in a burqa. One size fits all. Don't worry about it. And she just about shot me right there. Even my dog left the room. Bogey looked at me and went, you stepped in a pile of poop there, Dad. I'm out of here. That's not my crap. You just stepped in.
That's almost as bad as when the wife walks in the living room and says, what's on TV? And you look and say, dust.
Yeah, I've never done that.
That gets about the same reaction, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take some of that stuff we're advertising. I need some Blue Chew. it would go wrong. Give me some Blue Chew because it ain't working. Anyway, hey, I got to tell you about something real quick. And I don't want to get into it too much, but it's another sponsor that we have, John. And it's fall. It's getting cooler. When it gets cooler, you miss signs of dehydration. You know that. I know that, right?
We saw that
in the Ole Miss game and Alabama game. And we saw that in the Ole Miss Tennessee game, too, when players were going down. And it was cool at both those games, right? But they're all dropping like flies, and it's from dehydration. And you can't tell as much when it's cooler. When you're sweating, your brain tells you, I probably need to hydrate. Let me tell you something. That's why now's the perfect time to try a Liquid IV. Just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. contains 5 essential vitamins with more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. Liquid IV is healthier than sugary sports drinks, and we know what that we're talking about right there. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. So Liquid IV is a great way to start your day with the extra hydration your body needs before your round of golf or workout or your run or whatever. And it comes in a bunch of delicious flavors like lemon, lime, strawberry, and my personal favorite, which is watermelon. I love it. That watermelon's fabulous. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart or get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GOLFTALK at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code GOLFTALK at liquidiv.com. So Liquid IV, make your water work harder. They're a great sponsor, and I'll tell you, they just sent me another, I requested it, another big bag of their product. The Liquid IV product, John, I mean, you use it, right? I use it. It's great.
I mean, I was going to point out to you that I'm glad you mentioned, too. You start, if you take something before you start your round, you don't get that tiredness that comes over you after, you know, 8 or 9 holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, because it's cooler and you're getting dehydrated, but you don't notice it until you start, your performance starts showing it.
Yeah. And they're a sponsor, but we're talking about it as if, you know, they're not a sponsor. We're talking about it because we both use it and it really works well. You know who turned me on to that is a professional golfer. And this has been a year or so ago, turned me on to Liquid IV. I was in Dallas doing a charity tournament at his charity event. Big time golfers, won 3 majors. but his best friend, Blaine Simmons, had it in his bag. And Blaine said, try this. This is great stuff. And handed it to me, and I tried it, and I loved it. So I'm glad they're part of the Golf Talk America, Those Weekend Golf Guys team now, and it is a great product. My daughter, though, I gave her some. She loves it. She was joking with me, right? But she tells me, cold stone face, because she's just a smart, you know what, said, yeah, I just did it kind of like old people used to do a BC powder. I just tore it open and swallowed the powder and then chased it with a Coke. And I went, what? What? And she started laughing, right? And I said, okay. She said, I wouldn't do that. So don't do that, folks. Put it in 16 ounces of water and shake it up, okay? You see the pros out there doing that, John, all the time. You see them shaking the water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. And it's good.
I also will tell you that I got turned onto it by my degenerate children. Who at times
nice.
At times would let's say overindulge at college in certain adult beverages that they shouldn't have been indulging in at all.
Acorns fall not far from the tree, my friend. be careful, big boy. I've been out with you, okay? I've been out enough golf events with you. Liquid IV. So you need the IV pole and the plug. Come on.
You spend too much time at the 19th hole and you're at the age where you can still drink as well as you used to, you just can't recuperate as well as you used to.
Yeah, boy, howdy.
Liquid IV.
Yeah.
Man, that stuff.
It does.
You take some of that and it gets rid of that whole hangover thing.
I did this morning because I watched. Did you watch the Braves last night?
With the Astros. Go Braves.
Go Astros. Come on, Steve Elkington. Pulling for your brother. Elk's a big Astros fan. He's a good friend of ours in Houston.
Well, I mean, he may be a good friend, but he's rooting for the wrong team.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Astro. Anybody with a name that came from the Jetsons. Okay, come on. They had a dog named...
They beat the Red Sox. I will not root for them.
Well, there were some issues with that, but we won't go there right now. We won't talk about that. But it was, honest to God, the game 2-1. I mean, 2-0 last night. I was like, oh, really? Come on, please. I was bored.
Yeah,
I went to bed and watched it in bed, fell asleep, woke up, and turned off the TV. But then
pitchers' duels are not made for television coverage.
No, they're not. No,
that's when you know how good Joe Buck and
John
Smoltz are, because they can keep your attention through a pitcher's duel.
Smoltz and Maddox were both on Golf Talk America last year. We were doing the Diamond Resorts tournament, and we were live there in Orlando with Mike Flaskey at that time, who was the CEO of Diamond Resorts. And, of course, God, we had everybody in the world on that week. I mean, tons of celebrities. But Smoltz and Greg Maddox both former Braves. And Maddox sat down, and I said, Greg Maddox, my favorite Brave of all time. He said, I was a Cub before I was a Brave. And he wanted to just, he nailed me right between the eyes. He said, once a Cub, always a Cub. I went, okay, oh, really? Interview over.
All right.
Asshole. Okay. No, I didn't say that, yeah. But I wanted to. But no, he was, then he laughed. But he did nail me. He wanted me to be damn sure I knew
next.
That. Yeah, next. That's when I got Morgan Pressel over there. Come on, Morgan, get over here quick. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. We had Larry the Cable Guy, and we had, what's the fella's name who does the America's Funniest Videos? Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Yeah, that guy. Anyway, he was on. Yeah. Funny
it's
guy.
Not so,
does that dance, not so, that funny like, dance, you know? I can't think. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's enough of all
from,
that.
From Fresh Prince.
Yes, Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. So, John, parting thoughts, buddy. John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys doing a special show for us to cover this breaking news that will be more breaking news this coming week. We'll do more on it. But final thoughts on anything today?
Well, you know, it's going to be fun to watch. I would predict that the golf family will come to terms with each other and embrace so that they can all get together for Thanksgiving dinner and not have a problem. They will. I'm sure that they'll work out something where everybody can coexist, and there won't be there won't be any fights. At least that's my hope.
Yeah, me too. Well, this kind of reminds me of when Trump was involved with another football league, if you recall that. And John Bassett, of course, mm-hmm. was involved out of Canada at mm-hmm. the time, and went up yeah. against the NFL. And this is like the old NFL-AFL, too. I mean, it's happened before in sport. It's going to happen in golf. How can it not? So, folks, stay tuned.
Anything that's worth doing is worth doing well, and if you're successful with what you do, you know you're going to get competition.
Yep.
I mean, after Golf Talk America's success, how many other little golf shows have sprung up trying to emulate what you do?
Oh, the fusion of there golf, are numbers music, sports, of them. And entertainment, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you just bend, grin and bear it, or work with them, absorb them, whatever the correct technique is. But you just need to live without any confrontation, because the golf world doesn't need confrontation,
no.
Doesn't need people at each other's throats, doesn't need the if you do that you can't do this thing.
We don't need that at all. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but needs to exist. Everybody needs to peacefully coexist.
And another show we'll talk more about it. But all the charities that the PGA Tour events support, you know, there are a lot of spokes in this wheel here, and we'll just see how it all pans out. I guess, John. Hey. Buddy, I gotta thank you for doing this with us today. I really appreciate it, and want to remind everybody that Golf Talk America is brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs, and by the French Lick Resort. Go to FrenchLick.com for more information. John Ashton, buddy, I'll catch you around the grill.
Anytime, my man.
All right, brother. Thank you a lot. Thanks for listening to Golf Talk America, everybody. For John Ashton, I'm Frank Bassett. Tim Matthews will be back this week, and we'll have more on the breaking news in golf.